better introduce yourself, even though I've actually mentioned your name. I want people to know who I'm talking to.
Yeah, this is Apocalypse Dog Angel, representing Top Shelf Music out of Queens, New York, Jackson Heights, to be exact. I grew up maybe like a couple of, maybe 6-7 train stops away from Queensbridge, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely, my Beef and Nas and MC Shan and Roxy Shante, they was definitely influences on my music. I was listening to hip-hop when it started, you know what I'm saying? Rakim and Big Daddy Kane and KRS and, you know, the originators. Five Boroughs, definitely the originators of hip-hop, man. I grew up, you know, from the beginning to what it is now. So, I've seen it change. I've seen a lot of things come and go. But at the end of the day, man, I'm just trying to be me, be original, not sound like nobody else, and keep that old school flavor, the real organic feeling alive, you know, like the state of hip hop today is crazy, you know. If you're not listening to the underground, then you're just confused, like, what am I listening to?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. It's always there to go back to find the realness and you know, to remember the roots of where it came from. You know, when hip hop first started, it was all love and positive music. It wasn't it switched in the 90s. That's when it got to gangster rap and all of that. But in the beginning of hip-hop, it was all love and having fun and partying and breakdancing and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
DJing and all that good stuff. How could you claim to be hip-hop if you don't know the roots of hip-hop? You understand what I'm saying? It's like if I wanted to be a classical piano player, I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to have to study Mozart and Bach and the originators of classical music,
yeah.
If I want to be nice, sir.
Yes, sir.
So I look at it the same way with this new generation of rappers. If you don't know where hip-hop started and the originators of it, how could you call yourself a rapper? Or are you really hip-hop? I try to make it reality rap, man. I'm not going to sit here and fantasize on what I could have and what I wish I had. And I'm not really caught up in the money and all that shit anyway. There's much more to life than money, cars, and jewelry and flossing and flashing, you know what I'm saying? A lot of those tracks that we did for that album are based on concepts. Most of the songs are all concept songs. You know, there's a couple thrown in there that's for the hood, for the streets, for the thugs, you know what I'm saying? But like, a lot of the album is based on concepts. You know, shout out to all the DJs and the radio stations. Got to support each other.
Yeah.
Got to keep the realness alive, man. It's the way we do it. And I always salute the DJ. I always salute the radio stations, man. Just showing the love and giving us the platform to shine, man.